All right, B. Mr. Finley, 106.7 The Fan. And it is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. It's Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV, like JP said he is. But we don't know about all that. But you know what? We're going to go right to the phone lines, 800-636-1067. And the question, do you think Jaden Daniels will play on Sunday? I voiced my opinion about it earlier. Would I want him to play? Yes, I would love for him to play. But I am not concerned over too much about it anymore because I was getting a little bit too stressed out thinking about it. At the point now, I'm just saying, listen, whatever happens is going to be the best decision because they're trying to do what's best for the young man. And if they do that, it's all that matters to me. So we're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to start off in Delaware and hit my man, Rusty. What's up, Rusty? How you doing, bro?
What's going on, B-Mitch? How you this morning?
I am good.
This afternoon. Totally. I think Jaden plays, and I think TFT kind of hinted to it a little bit when he said that 90 minutes before game time last year, the Bears found out about Dick Butkus. I think 2 hours before game time, the team, if they don't know already, and the fan base will find out about Jaden.
Is this
and
a Willis Reed moment, you think?
Yeah, I think it's going to go right up to a game time decision if Dan hasn't made an announcement yet. But I think that'll bring electricity to the building. That'll get the fans more fired up. And, you know, we were real fired up on Sunday against Carolina. We got to bring that same energy against the Bears. And I just wanted to say, I am bringing my father-in-law to the game. This is our he's a Bears fan. This is our third Washington versus Chicago game together, and he is 2-0. So that has to change.
All right. So what you're saying, your dad's 2-0. Your dad is a Chicago fan?
My father-in-law.
Father-in-law. Leave him at home. Don't bring him with you. I mean, he's a bad luck damn charm. We don't, leave him
at
home.
I know. You win some, you lose some.
Hey, all right then. All right. So we're going to have to make his we're going to put him out of his misery this week then.
Yeah, he deserves the long ride home.
Yeah, make that happen to him. All right, man. Rusty, appreciate you calling, man.
See you, bro.
Hey, if you bring it, like I got a buddy in this room with me right now. We've been friends since I was 6 years old. And if you show up and he loses a game and he expects to win, or he's always been winning, then he loses, he call you the jinx. You okay? He call you janky. That's what he call you. And it will probably be your fault. So Rusty's father-in-law, he's the jinx. We leave him at home. Who we have next, Landfill?
Nate in D.C.
All right, Nate, what's going on, bro? Jaden Daniels plays or not?
I think he doesn't play, but I think – even though he doesn't play, we still win. Keep in mind, we owe the Bears from last year. What happened? They dropped a 40 burger on us. And we play very well. One thing Dan Quinn has us inspired to do is play well with the chip on our shoulder. And we certainly have a sour taste in our mouths from that last game against them. I think we run the score up on them. We beat them by at least 2 touchdowns.
All right, man. Appreciate your call. Well, I'll tell you, we do owe them because last year they rolled in here. JP made that comment about, you know what, man, it's the Bears. I was like, please don't say that. And it happened differently. But I believe this year the whole mindset, everything around this team, surrounding this team is better now. And I expect a different outcome. Move on to the next caller here. Who we have, Lanfield?
Josh in D.C.
D.C.? Let's go to Josh. Josh, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on, B-Mitch?
Doing well, man.
That's good. Yeah, I think Jaden's going to play because us as fans, you know, we need this seriously. Like, we need him to – he done torched the fan base. Everybody's JD5 all the way. I was at the game last week, chilling in the parking lot after the game was over. People are walking by talking about put your left hand up, put your left hand up. So, hey, this is real. So we need him to play.
Let me ask you a question.
I needed to play so I know to buy some tickets this week.
Let me ask you a question, though. Yo, you've been a fan of this team how long?
I'm 36 years old my whole life. I was born in Burgundy and Gold.
So how much different does it feel this year compared to the last 10, 15 years?
The feeling how this feels is how Patriots fans were probably feeling when Tom Brady was at the helm. You know what I mean? Like
yes.
when you're at the stadium, ain't nobody booing, ain't nobody talking. Hey, everybody's all camaraderie. They're all nice. You know what I mean? It's all happy-go-lucky. So the fans have took Jaden Daniels in. Like, and he's he's already shadowed RG3. Like, you don't even hear RG3 nothing no more. You know what I mean? You don't hear, what about, it's none of that. It's all Jaden Daniels all the way. Like, he's the battery to this offense. You know what I mean? He jump starts everything.
All right, man, appreciate your call, bro. Thank you for giving us a little time to check in.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now, Landfill, I'm asking you, does he play?
I still kind of think no. I think the fact that he didn't practice, I know that he did do some of the throwing inside the bubble today, but I think he's not going to do it. I don't think he's going to practice. I don't think he's going to play.
All right. As one not going to play from the fishbowl, let's go to the other guy who's always confident. Is he playing, Jeff?
Yo, I do not know, B. Like, I do not know.
Now look. Glad for Philly's head. Let's see if he have a fever or something. Jeff don't know something?
Yo, I really do not know. And because
where are you leaning?
I'm leaning towards. All right, you want my Ashburn? I don't need my Ashburn. I'm leaning towards he's going to play, and that this whole him not playing, this whole him not practice, it's just to throw the Bears off. And the reason why I say that is, remember when Terry McLaurin first started playing, right?
Uh-huh.
We didn't see Terry, I think, the first two preseason games, and they was like,
yeah,
he good. He don't need to practice. Like, you know.
Yeah.
It was one of those things.
And you couldn't, nobody would believe. Well, what you mean he don't need to play? He's a rookie.
And then when we seen him play, we was like, oh my gosh.
100-something yard game against the Eagles, wasn't it?
So I think with this, I mean, of course, every player needs to practice. Even great Tom Brady even practice. But I think with this, to just make sure he's feeling his, I wouldn't even say 100% because nobody, like you say all the time, B, nobody play 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're just taking every precautionary possible just to be like, okay, all right. Just take it off. We know you can throw the ball. We know you can read the defenses. Also, B, they talk about Jaden using this VR this entire time.
Yeah.
What if he has been using the VR this entire week and just rehabbing his rib, and then he goes to make his throws on Sunday before the game, and it's a game time decision? Brilliant idea if that's the way he threw it off.
Yeah.
But it's also another side of my heart pulling like, he's not going to play this week, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It's not a game it's not a division game. It's not a game that decides if we make the playoffs or not. The worst thing it could be is what position we get in the playoffs. By chance, we don't win the division. But other than that, I'm not worried about it. I'm cool with whoever we suit up to play on Sunday. I think we're going to beat them.
800-636-1067. We're taking your phone calls. Will Jaden Daniels play on Sunday? But Jeff, I'm kind of along the line. When I heard you say it, I'm like, cool. When they discussed this virtual reality stuff earlier, and I think they went into a deeper mindset of saying, look, this is not just a guy looking at some stuff. This is something he really learns, okay? And I talk about when I was younger where they always told me football is 95% mental. And I'm like, well, you get out there and just think for 95%. But what I'm picking up is when you are seeing things, the way that it is in the virtual reality, it makes it a little bit more intricate than it is when you're out there on the field.
Yo, B, I lied to you not. I have a PlayStation 5, right?
Right.
And in my play, I know y'all always get on me about playing the game and stuff. But look, on my virtual reality and my PlayStation 5. I lied to you now. I played two.
You want me to not compare you playing no, PlayStation but you with, could, with Jaden?
For once in your life, you could compare Jaden to Jeff Walker.
No. We will never compare him to Jeff Walker.
All right. You get what I mean. But, B, virtual reality is so real when you're, for instance, I play two games. I play this game called Firewall, and I play this game called Creed.
Uh-huh.
And Firewall is basically like search and destroy. One team got to protect the computer. Another team got to go in there and get it.
Uh-huh.
B, when you see those bullets flying at you, you really ducking because you see something coming at you.
Yeah.
When you're fighting on Creed, if you don't punch and duck, you're getting knocked out. And I don't know if anyone else have ever been in VR. B, I was playing a Star Wars game, and I really thought I was in space for a second.
Well, I did that at Disney.
Yeah.
Where they take you on a rocket and all, and you really felt like you were floating and everything.
So I'm quite sure
Jaden
is seeing.
See,
the real team's on the other side
of
them.
What sticks to me is he said, it's something you can do without putting extra wear and tear on your body. And if someone needs to just sit back and relax and heal while still getting every mental aspect of the game they need, that's virtual reality, right? So while he's going through the virtual reality and all, you know what's happening? He's being treated for it. So I have a notion that I think he could possibly play, but I'm also at the point where if he doesn't, I'm good with it because I have seen people make decisions that were not beneficial to the player. And now I see people in charge who make decisions that are beneficial to the player, and I'll deal with that. I don't have a problem being okay with that.